Blog Talk Radio.
Good shit. Today's show features the fabulous who inboxed me to tell me how nervous she is. So I'm going to fuck with her. Kenya Rivers. Let me read her bio before I bring her online. Kenya Rivers started her writing at the tender age of 10, penning songs, poems, and short stories. Kenya was a shy daydreamer who used her imagination to create the many stories she was able to see so vividly. She won area writing contests that fueled her desire to put those thoughts on paper. With this newfound passion, Kenya was able to share her love with the world through writing. She was born in Chicago, shout out Chi-Town, and raised in California. So she's a California dreamboat. Kenya graduated and studied to become a nurse at El Camino College. Throughout the coming years, she was diagnosed with hypertension and Graves' disease and chronic migraines and a pituitary brain tumor that affected her vision in 2006. Kenya was treated with several different medications to shrink the tumor, but it was not successful. In 2007, she underwent brain surgery, and it was a success. Thank God. In 2010, Kenya put her back to use and began writing her first story destined for the publishing world. Endless Nights, her first novel, was released in 2014. Kenya doesn't conform to one specific genre. She encompasses the reality of her life. She keeps the stories as true as they are given to her and lets her readers into her inner self, putting her vulnerability on display. In December 2012, Kenya was diagnosed with leukemia, blood and bone marrow cancer, fibromyalgia, which put her in a severe depression and anxiety that took control of her body. Despite everything that she has endured in her life, Kenya continues to push through it all as she fights every day and works hard to stay strong for her and her family. She stays focused on her writing as she uses it to inspire others. Kenya's upcoming adult novels include Dangerously Obsessed, Coming Soon, I Don't Belong to You, Intoxicated, A Love That Becomes Addictive, and more to come. Kenya was inspired to write a leukemia awareness children's book entitled I'm No Different From You, available summer 2016. I gotta get like some sound effects, some like applause and all that, because her bio is just amazing. So with no further ado, that's my boyfriend's text messages going crazy. I will bring Miss Kenya on the line. Okay, a little technical difficulties. Hello?
Hello, hello. Good morning, Miss Julia. How are you?
I am fabulous, Diva. How are you?
I am fabulous. I was checking you out yesterday with your red dress on. I was like, look at here.
Oh, my goodness. I had a ball yesterday, honey, and I am not going to go into it because that will be what the whole show is about. But I did kill him in that red dress a little bit, though, right? All
that's
that
right.
Days I stopped traffic and whatnot. How are you?
I am doing well this morning. I can't complain. I woke up and I'm breathing. So, you know, at this point, that's all that matters.
Right?
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
I am so impressed by your bio. I had no idea you was going through so much medically.
Yes.
Over the
oh,
years.
Yes.
And it seems to be like back to back to back to back. How are you at this moment, in actual time? How are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I have my days where it does get pretty rough, and I'm a bit nervous right now because I did find out from my oncologist that the cancer has progressed a little bit. So I'm kind of a little bit on edge, but you know what? I'm surviving it. So, you know, all I can do at this point is just continue to push through and not let anything take over or control over my body because, you know, basically it's a lot of mental things that actually can affect when you have so much going on in your life. So sometimes, you know, you have to push that aside and not let that affect you and just continue to push through it all. So that's basically what I've been doing.
Well, that is so beautiful. And,
Thank you.
I struggle with my health, you know, and,
okay.
and food addictions and all that. And, you know, I made a decision after my last doctor's appointment. And
okay.
it was that I decided that I'm going to be happy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Come with May, because I can't control everything, you know.
Right.
I'm going to do and take control of the stuff that I can. And the other stuff, I'm just going to be happy because
that's right.
The time is going to progress either way. You depressed,
yes, it is.
Fucked up, or anxious, or you happy, giddy, silly, and joyful. Either way, what's going to
yes.
happen is going to happen. So
that's right.
I totally feel you, and I'm going to be adding you to my prayers. Oh, my God, you're just so strong
Thank
and beautiful.
You.
Why are you so nervous to talk to me? What did you think I was going to do?
I'm just a nervous person, period. You know, people look at me and like, you nervous. You know, I'm a very outspoken person, but I've always get nervous. I don't know. You know, my nervous system is really bad these days, so that could just be it. But I'm always nervous when it comes to interviews. I don't know.
I'm not going to fuck with you as hard as I said I was or I thought to do this morning because my little horns came up. And I was like, I am going to treat her like she is Geraldo Rivera. You remember that? You remember Geraldo Rivera? No, but I'm not. You're such a sweetie. How could I be mean to such a sweetie? Listen, I want to talk about your books. Like, I don't want to talk about the plot. I want to talk about your process. So what is your writing process and how has it developed from the first book that you written to the stories and stuff that you're working on right now? Like,
right now.
Take us back
okay.
to your first book. What was your process in writing that?
Well, you know, my first book, I actually started writing, started writing back in 2010. And Endless Nights was my first book. And I was very excited. I was geeked about it, you know, because I've loved to write. You know, I've been writing, you know, since I was a young girl. But, you know, one day I just kind of realized that, you know, Kenya, this is what you love to do. So you need to go head on and push through and start writing. Put that pen on that paper and get to writing. So over the course of the years, I have learned a lot, you know, as far as writing and stuff because, you know, with Endless Night, it did come out in 2014. But when I put it out, you know, it was a learning experience for me. I didn't know anything about formatting, I knew about the editing, but I didn't know how important it was for editing. And then not only that, I was still learning how to talk in first, second, and third. still to this day, I still get confused. So, the book did good, but I actually really, as it was on there for a couple months, I got really good feedback on it. But I sat back and I observed and, just looking over things and learning a lot of the literary world, when it comes to books, I said, my book's not formatted. I need to take this book down and redo it over again. It needs some work done. So, I did take the book down, and I actually went in and redid some, did a little bit. I didn't do too much, but I did make sure the book was formatted and everything. We got the proper editing done, and I revised it, which turned into Love Ain't Supposed to Hurt, which actually changed the title of it. And also I had got an updated cover for it. And that's the book that actually just came out last month on May 10th. And I'm very excited about it because I felt like, I'm giving the readers what they want, the proper editing, the proper formatting, and I felt good, that I'm doing something correctly for the first time. So it's a learning experience. And I have learned so much, and I'm still learning, still to this day. Every day I'm learning something new, and it's like, wow, I didn't know that, or I didn't know this. So, and I make sure I jot it down, because I tend to forget things sometimes. So I do make sure I write it down. If it's something that I didn't know that I know I need to know, I'll write it down. And so it's been very helpful in learning, a lot of things throughout the years. And I'm growing, and I'm still growing. So, it's a learning process in this writing game.
It really is. I love when authors take pride in the craft of writing because of the digital platforms that we have now. Uploading a work to Amazon is the norm. Yes. Work is in process. So they're really not really going through the whole editing and formatting. And, the actual bones of what it is to be in this craft. It's like it's fallen by the wayside. It was one of the reasons why I wanted to start writing Warrior Radio, because I wanted to hear from the actual writers who care about their skills and want to improve. How is your writing now? Do you write from an outline, or do you, kind of fly by the seat of your pants and just sit at the computer and wing it?
I actually kind of do both, which is kind of weird for me because I'll write from an outline of things and then I'll use that outline, but then somehow I end up changing it. Something actually comes up different or something actually comes up better, so I end up, changing it. But there are times where I could just be sitting on the couch and these characters start talking to me and I'll pull out the laptop and I'll just go with the flow of things. So it's kind of like I do kind of a both thing, but outlining is very good. I and that's one thing I didn't know about. When people were talking about outlining, I was like, what y'all talking about? What y'all outlining? and I was told, and I was like, oh, okay, and then I was schooled on it, for a few minutes because it was basically pretty simple, once I found out what it was, and I was like, okay, this is a lot easier,
And so better, right? It makes the story flow.
Exactly, because sometimes we tend to get stuck on things. And I do sometimes, I do get stuck on quite a few things. But once you outline it, it actually helps a lot. And it helps the story just flow. And you just go with it. And, sometimes you just be going and going. Before you know it, you didn't have, so much in one chapter. It's like, okay, wait a minute, hold on. Let me slow down a little bit and make this into another chapter. So, outlining, I believe outlining is a good tool to use, especially with writing.
I totally agree. No shade to the authors that could just sit there and right. just push out a, you know what I'm saying, a book, kudos to you, but I am just right. not, that's not where my gift lies. I got to know where the book is going, beginning, or I can't write. That was my writer's block. I would okay. always experience writer's block when I tried to write without an outline because I didn't like the question. Now, I don't stick to my outlines. You know, I vary from them. You know, things happen, like you say, it takes the story in a different direction, but I still right. need that little roadmap. Okay,
exactly.
I'm digging, getting all into your writing business. How much time do you write a day? Do you write daily, or do you have, like, specific blocks of time?
You know, every day I set my goal to get up and write, but there are times where, you know, when I set some of the goals, it could instantly change because, you know, sometimes I hit that roadblock when it comes to my health, where it's like I can feel good when I get up, but that next hour I feel like I got hit by a bus. And, you know, and when I do feel good, I set myself to write at least 2 or 3 hours a day. And to some people, they might say, oh, 2 or 3 hours, that's nothing. But for me and my situation, that's a lot because, you know, sitting in one spot, I got to get up, move around, stretch. You know, the bones is hurting, my body is aching. So it gets a little hard for me, but I do set my goal every day to write. You know, I can't let anything stop me from pushing me, you know, away from my dreams. So I push myself hard each and every day.
Well, first of all, 2 and 3 hours of writing time is not nothing to piss away at. Like, that is, you're doing more than 85% of us, okay? Because we do. I am lucky most days to get 20 minutes in. You know, okay. and that's because my life is so hectic and I'm so busy and I keep plowing shit on my plate. But that's neither here nor there. 2 to 3 right. hours is a commendable time to be writing. Don't let nobody tell you
oh,
any
yeah.
different because they're lying if they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I heard some people say they, you know, they could write all day. You know, kudos to them. You know, I could do it, you know, but I'll too, you know, have potential as well. So it does make it a little hard at times.
Honey, you're doing awesome, Tacular, and I'll slap anybody to sleep that tells you otherwise because it's not, you know, life gets in the way. And, you know, you got to deal with it. You can't, in a perfect
right.
world, you know, I would love to come. I have an office in my home that I share with my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I would love to come into my office for 8 hours of, you know, non-interrupted writing. But that's just not how life works. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life always shows up when you make plans. So I'm trying to get on a better writing schedule because of my ambition, you know. My ambition demands it, but it's not easy. You're doing fabulous. Tell me about the story that you're working on. Tell me about your latest release, and then tell me about what's next.
Okay. The latest release is Love Ain't Supposed to Hurt. That is actually the re-release that I put out from Endless Nights. And, you know, like I said, it's my baby. It's the very first book that I've worked on, and I still continue, you know, to work on it more because I'm working on part two. But getting back into Love Ain't Supposed to Hurt, it's basically about a young girl, which her name is April. She desperately went for searching for the love that she'd lost. She struggled to find herself. She dropped out of high school and ran away from foster homes and never looked back. The thought not long after, the only life she knew, April was forced into prostitution. She began stealing. She was getting high to survive. And she quickly realized that being raised by the streets was far worse than she could ever imagine. So, you know, April been through a lot. She lost her parents at a young age. She really didn't have no family. So all she knew was the streets.
And, you know, and this story, it really touches me because a lot of it that I put into the story was based upon me. I would say probably about 40% of it was based upon me of what I had went through in my life based on an abusive and physically relationship. And, you know, I want readers to understand that when you read this book is as real as it's going to get. It's very touchy in some parts, but it's real, you know, and people have to understand when you go through abuse from no matter if it's mental, physically, or whatever the case may be, is not right. You know, no one should not mentally or physically abuse you. And, you know, when they read the book, they'll understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to tell too much about the book, but this young lady, April, falls in love with a man where she thought was going to, you know, treat her like the queen she is, which he did, but he had another side to him. And he was an abuser. And he abused her, and he put her through hell and back to the point where it put her almost on her deathbed. So, you know, and it, you know, from the response that I have been getting back from the feedback from my book, you know, a lot of people was very touched on the book. And, you know, and I want readers to understand or people to understand that for anyone that's going through an abusive relationship is not okay. People, you know, some people feel they think that it's okay, you know, the person won't do it again, you know, quick to make excuses, but there's no excuses for it. And that's why this book is so touchy to me, because it's so real of what's going on in this world today. So I hope I answered your question. I don't want to try to tell too much about the book, but I want to try to tell enough, you know, for people to understand what the book is based on.
Well, you definitely answered my question, and I love that. Like, domestic violence is a subject that's near to dear and dear to my heart. I just shared for everybody who's listening. I just shared a link to the book on my Facebook page, "Love Ain't Supposed to Hurt" by the fabulous Kenya Rivers, and it's 99 cents. So you might want to call that right now, okay? Because you know a whole book. For 99 cents, I think people are starting to forget the, you know what I'm saying, wow, how magnanimous that is. Like, you know, somebody slaves for years and puts work into this baby and then offers it to you for a dollar. You need to jump
right
on that.
Exactly.
I love the cover. Who did the cover art on?
Thank you.
This book?
A young lady by the name of Dottie. She actually did my cover, and when I was searching for some covers, because I was looking for some covers for a few weeks, and you know, you want to try to find that cover that fits your story. So, and I was just looking and looking, I was getting frustrated because I couldn't find that cover, and I just so happened to, you know, going down my news feed, and I saw this cover, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is my cover. I gotta have it. I gotta have it. And she did an excellent job on it. You know,
Dottie Design.
Yes, that's exactly who she is. Dottie Design. Yes, ma'am. She does awesome work.
Yes, she does. I just sent her a friend request because the cover is amazing. Okay. Now, is this Daniel, the publisher of the book?
Yes, Danielle Marcus. Yes, ma'am, she is my publisher, yes.
Oh, my God, I just love it. I'm just staring at your book cover. Please forgive me. I love everything about it, from the colors and everything. It's just really beautiful.
Yes, and purple is my favorite color. You know, when I saw it, and I was like, oh, God, I love, you know, the cover itself, because it was a pre-made cover. And when I saw the cover, and I was like, oh, this is perfect, because, you know, I have my two main characters. They're on there. You know, April looks like, you know, she got her hand by her face, you know, like she's, you know, it's just something about it, the cover. You know, it drawed me to it, and I just had to have that cover when I saw it.
I'm glad that you copied, because it is of you people. Okay, I'm about to share her page. I just liked her design page. I'm gonna share it on my fan page because she does great work. I'm sitting here. You gotta forgive me. I always want. I can't.
Oh no, it's okay.
You know, I'm all over the place. People are commenting about the shooting in Orlando.
Oh no.
And I'm trying to respond. Yeah, like they just killed a whole lot of people. It's so
wait, this just happened right now?
It just happened. 50 dead, 53 more injured. And there's like, you know, people checking in about, I think Facebook has put an option up that if you live in Orlando, you can check in and say that you're safe, that you weren't involved in the shooting. So shout out to Facebook for doing that.
Wow, I haven't even heard about that. Oh, no.
Yes, it's like, it's going on, and I'm like, I'm responding, and I have a few readers in Florida, so I'm glad that the people are checking in and letting me know that it's safe. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to dampen
no need to apologize.
Of our interview. I just, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. We're praying for you, Orlando. We're praying for all the victims and all the victims' family. And, you know, hope that y'all are covered down there.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Because this world, I don't know what this world is going through, but it is just so much. And, you know, and to bring back to what you were saying about living happy, you have to live happy and enjoy the moments that you have. You could be here today and gone today, you know, because you just don't know what plans is set for, you know, for yourself. So, you know, enjoy your life while you have it. You know, life is just too short, you know. You have to enjoy it, embrace it, be happy.
I can't tell you how much I put a status up before I even heard about the shootings in Orlando. I put a status up because I just went to the AAMBC Awards yesterday, and I used to question doing stuff like that, you know, because we all have our lives and our bills and our responsibilities and stuff like that.
Right.
If I went to the award show, I would only be able to go for a day. I wouldn't be able to stay because of my schedule. I wouldn't be able to you know, spend any time down there. And did I want to spend that type of money? You know, a lot of money goes into flying, you know, across the country for a day.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that we don't invest in ourselves, in our dreams.
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, it can, Facebook and other social media platforms can really shift the perspective from the art and what it is that we do. Because you see so many authors on your timeline and so many people doing what you do that you start to belittle it or not attach that much value to it. And
right.
I just wanted to tell everybody, like, are you an author? Like, do you realize how dope that is? Like, I'm the only author in my family.
Okay.
I'm the only author in my section of the city. But if I go on Facebook, it will seem as though, you know what I'm saying, it's not a magnanimous thing. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal because everybody is an author. But it really is. It really
is a
big deal that you published a book. It really is a big deal that you had the fortitude and the discipline to see a project to completion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody chases the bestseller list and the money and the bottom line and the fame and everything like that. And forget to say that you finished a whole book. That is a big thing. And are you investing in yourself and in your brand accordingly? Because you're not, like Beyonce told Jay-Z, you ain't no average bitch no more. You know what I'm saying? You're an author. You know what I'm saying? Are you investing in you? And if you're not investing in you, why should other people do it?
So
I'm kind of like looking at this thing so much differently, you know what I'm saying, now. And I really want everyone who is in this industry, just to, like, you know, put your chin up.
Yes.
poke your chest out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Spend some dollars on your brand and invest in you. You're a big deal. You're not kind of a big deal. You're a huge motherfucking deal. And
right.
I just, this life is short. You had a gift. You had a story. God put a story in your heart. He did not put it in your heart for you to keep it to yourself. So
that's
spread
right.
your gift around. I know I don't. I'm going to hop on off of the soapbox that I've been in this morning and get back to the heart of the interview. But just to, you know, build on what you're saying, you could be here today and gone today, not even tomorrow.
That's right.
Here today,
right.
and gone today. So you need to act accordingly. And I'm so,
yes.
so proud of you for having that outlook.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. You know, it's like I said, it's very hard, but I try. You know, I try. If you don't try, what's the point? You have to try and push yourself each and every day. What are you doing? You know, what are you doing? So I.
Hello?
What I'm going to. Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay,
can you hear
you
me?
Went out on me for a second. Yeah,
oh.
I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. My phone is kind of funky sometimes.
Smartphones can be so dumb.
Oh, I know. But like I was saying, yes, I have to continue to push through each and every day. I get up, look at myself in the mirror. You know, sometimes I don't like the way I look because, you know, with the chemo that I deal with, sometimes my face is swollen, the eyeball, you know, is swollen, and it's just crazy. But, you know, I deal with it and keep moving on.
That's
I have
all
to.
That you really can do.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. I really am. I can't say it enough.
Thank
I'm
you.
Probably going to say it. 15 more times, but I just don't mind me because I just really am really proud of you. Who
yes.
who is your favorite character? Who was the easiest for you to write, and who was the hardest?
My easiest character, well, oh geez, my easiest character, I would say, was April. Because, like I said, I've been down her road, you know, some of her road. But the hardest was also April because of what she endured in her life. And it was just very hard to sit there and write something that somebody has been through and is actually going through it at the same time because I know it's happening in this world. So I would say April was both, you know, easy and hard, you know, because she had that, you know, that good moment in her life where everything was going good and I was happy for her. And then all of a sudden she got kind of hit with something and it's like, whoa, okay, wait a minute. And that's when the reality set in, like, okay, this is real. You know, this is really happening. So I would definitely say April for both. Yes.
Oh, that's good. And I can see that. I can see how that could be the easiest and be the hardest because it's the realest. And you're dealing with the most emotional connections, you know what I'm saying,
yes.
to this character. So I truly can see that. How long does it take you to write a book or, you know, a piece? How long?
It takes me approximately, to be honest, I would say about 2 months. Maybe 3, depending on what my situation and what I'm going through at that current time. You know, I don't want to rush my books because I want to make sure that the story is right. You know, everything is right. You know, I have a lot of research. You know, I'm waiting on it. How long it's going to take. But I want to make sure it's right. And if the characters is not talking to me, it's hard to sit there and try to, you know, write something. I just don't want to throw anything together. I want to make sure it's right, you know, for me and also for the reader so they can enjoy it. And, you know, and it's I want them to feel like they're there in the story when they're reading the story, you know, like they put their imagination and you know, kind of picture it like, okay, this is what's going on. I'm right there. So it takes about 2 or 3 months for me to write it, you know, a book. And I
yeah,
think
well,
that's long.
For not bowing out to that pressure. Well, honey, that is a very quick. We used to have, before the digital age, we used to have a year or two before a reader would expect another work apart from us. You know what I'm saying? Now they want books dropping every month. They will be all in your inbox on your time feed tweeting you and some of the, what is the hold up? So kudos to you for standing your ground. I know that that pressure can be, you know, amazing sometimes. It can be a little but because you feel like, you know, you're letting them down. You feel like you're disappointing them. I had that feeling with my latest book, So Sassy, and, you know, people, everybody wants that right now, yesterday.
Right.
And it was done, and I rushed it, but because I rushed it, it was full of errors. And I'm not talking about my regular typos, you know what I'm saying, and grammar, my exercises in grammar. But it was full of, like,
it was just rush.
Continuation, the timeline was jacked up. I had a whole chapter of another book in the middle of it, you know, just trying to rush it to market. And I'm like, I can't ask you to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? I can't ask you to spend your money on that. So I had to slow it down a little bit and just to make sure that was right. And even though I know that I have people waiting on the line, I know that that is the best thing to do. And I wish that more authors would adopt this concept because it's more important. You know, making that money, making them happy for a second, because, honey, they will rush you and then tear your ass apart on social media because the shit wasn't right.
Right, exactly. Or even you know, either they said the book was rushed or, you know, the plot or the story didn't sound right or this or that. It, you know, you can't win for losing. You know, you try to do all you can in your power to make sure your book is right, and you just can't win for losing. I mean, it's always something. It's too short.
Something.
It's too long. You know,
it's
why
unrealistic.
Why is that?
You need an editor. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I'm going to tell people that's listening, to my readers that support my show and listen. You can pay for the best editor in the world, honey, but if you give them shit, they cannot give you back shinola. I don't care how much money you give them.
Right,
they will work
exactly.
With what you got. So you have to give them the most polished story possible for them to edit it and make it shine.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
People were like, they need an editor, and I'll be reading some of these reviews, and I'm like, they probably do have one, and they probably paid a pretty penny for it. But, you know, editors aren't miracle workers. They don't get out the boat and walk on water.
No,
they work
don't.
For what you give them. So you need to take your time and give them good shit. Or what are you doing? I'm sorry
important.
For my potty mouth. You know, I was
okay.
And, you know, I just always got a potty mouth, and I be trying to work on it, but it never, it's like, it resists change. So I'm sipping my tea, trying to sober up and be professional for this meeting, and I'm like, damn, you are cussing a lot. You are not professional at all. I'm trying, though. Can you please forgive me? You're so sweet. Last week when I posted that the radio interview was last Sunday, honey, not even you, just you. I was bothering Angel Michelle. I told her that we had an interview too. I was like, how I got two interviews on the same day? Yours wasn't until this week. And Angel Michelle's interview ain't in until July, so you know I really need to step away from the vodka sometimes when I get home so I can know what day it is and what I'm doing.
Yes, you have a lot going on. Your hands is tied.
Yes, but you were so sweet about it. Everybody who is listening, she was in my inbox talking about, it's okay, Julia, it's all right. I had called her personally to apologize. She was like, it's all right, honey, don't be so. You were
that's just me. That's the type of person that I am. I can't walk around here being angry and mad at the world because, you know, I got all these health issues going on. I can't be that. I've always been a cheerful person, even as a kid, you know, and I've always been like that. You know, people are like, why are you always smiling? You speak to everybody. That's just me. You know, I can't be sorry or apologize to somebody because they felt like, you know, you speak to everybody. Hey, that's just who I am. I can't be nobody else but myself.
Well, I love who you are. You know, you're awesome. You're an amazing
Thank
woman.
You.
You have an amazing talent. And you're a warrior.
You.
Like, look at everything that you're going through, yet you're so bubbly and sweet. And,
yeah.
You know, I have my illnesses, and my illnesses are not as severe as yours, but they ain't walks in the park either. They not, you
okay.
know, they ain't the common cold. Honey,
okay.
But I be a bitch on wheels sometimes. Like, it's certain things I'm not supposed to have. I'm not supposed to have coffee. You know what I'm saying? But let me want some coffee and you try to get in front of me and in between me and my coffee, you will meet a whole nother side of Julia Preston. She ain't sweet. She ain't nice. She tried.
Yeah.
But she ain't. And you are. You are genuinely a sweetie. And I'm so glad that you took the time to come on my radio show to talk about your work. I'm
Thank
so happy
you.
For
Thanks
you.
For having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sweet. I wish you nothing but success. Oh, my God. I keep trying to tell everybody, this is not like all the other industries where, you know, you're not
yeah.
buying, you buy a book, you're not buying a car. You know what I'm saying? When somebody reads a book and it's good, it's going to make them want another good book. So
right,
there's a table for us all to eat, and we all need to be more supportive of each other. I wish you all the
That's
success
right.
in the world. The show is coming to an end. It was 45 minutes. Didn't seem like it, was it?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it was. I even extended it, and it didn't seem
oh.
like it. I want
you
to tell everybody how they can contact you on social media and where they can find your book.
Okay, you can actually contact me on Facebook at Kenya Rivers. I also have a Twitter, which is Arthur Kenya. And you can find my books on Amazon under Kenya Rivers. I also have a website, which is www.arthriskrivers.com. And that basically gives you all the information from upcoming books. My bio is, you know, all my interviews, you know, pictures, book signings, locations, anything you want to know about Kenya, that's where you'll find it at. And, I'm on the internet. I'm on social media, so you'll be able to find me. Oh, and I'm also on Instagram at @arthuris_Kenya.
Okay. I'm so looking forward to seeing great things for you, seeing these new books drop and everything. Thank you for telling me who your cover artist was, because, girl, that thing is popping.
Thank you.
And stop being scared, because you did a fabulous job on this interview. So I want to hear more about you, and I want to see
yeah.
you on other shows.
Yeah.
Just do the same thing, okay?
Okay, and you know, if you ever need me back, just let me know. I'm there. And, you know, I wish you success, too. See you there. I see you out there, too. And I know you're coming to Michigan, because I'm in Michigan now. So, you know, I'm part of the Don't Read Me group with Kiana. I'm in the book club. Yes.
I'm so happy about that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Don't get me excited. All right. We gotta go. I'll see you next week on Writing Warrior Radio. This has been Julia Press Simmons with the fabulous Kenya Rivers. Please go cop her book and support. It's 99 cents on Amazon, and I put a link on my page. Bye.
Bye, babe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.